Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Welcome back. It's the BDRS. We'll be with you until 10 o'clock, so don't you go anywhere. In case you missed it, coming up at the top of the 8, Freaks coming out at 9, and it all ending with the punk-ass pop quiz before we get out of here. I'd like to say, by the way, I'll be live. I and Jerrica and I, will be live at O'Brien's Carrollwood tomorrow from 2 until 5, along with Ian Beckles. Cat named Mo Show live out there.
A little overnight show. I like
no,
that.
No, it's not overnight. Not 2 in the afternoon. Who the hell's doing 2 to, five in the morning?
I thought maybe you're there once they close.
No. 2 to 5, the Cat named Mo Show will be live, joined by Ian Beckles as we kick off the football season with O'Brien's football season kickoff party. And this is brought to you by Sureway Realty and Tony Dungy's All Pro Kids Foundation.
Oh, is Tony going to be there?
Well, there will be a litany of former and present Buccaneers.
Oh, like who?
And well, you know, I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, we like to keep a lid on that. You want to find out? Got to go to O'Brien's.
I do live right by there.
You do. Like, you do.
It's probably, you know, 10-minute ride from my house.
Absolutely. What's wrong with a little early afternoon drinking? Get your drink on. There's a 50-50 raffle. There are prizes. There's going to be a buffet that is included in the price of entry. And just a lot of fun. And it all benefits a couple of foundations.
I do like O'Brien's. Yeah, good spot.
It's a damn nice spot. Thank you, Joe and Teresa. Joe the GM. Teresa the owner, of course. Come on out there.
All right.
All right, what?
Here's the problem.
Okay, what's the problem?
So today, you filled in for Roger and JP.
Yes, as I did Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday. Yes. So, you know, usually when we're here at night, there's nobody here.
Nope.
You got Danny next door at Hot 101.
Danny, yes.
I think there's another guy down the hall that does monitoring the clusters and stuff. That's about it.
That's about it.
We got the janitor guy who's always kind of weird but nice at the same time.
He's very nice.
So it's just us.
Yeah, I like that.
Free roam of the building, don't worry about anything, run into, no problems.
What are you laughing at, Jerrica?
I have a feeling I know where this
is
going.
Now, during the day, especially the midday,
right?
Like everybody's here.
Sure.
It's an active business workplace.
Sales. The heads of state, if you will, if you want to call them that. Absolutely.
Department heads.
Absolutely.
Decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
All the important people that basically hold our radio careers in the palm of their hands.
Sure.
The decision makers.
Sure.
The heavy hitters.
Absolutely.
All here during the day.
Yes.
So you being here during the day, it's a rare opportunity for them to see Mo, who is on the BDRS at night.
Uh-huh.
It's a great time to, you know, maybe rub elbows. A fine representation of what it is we're trying to do every night from 7 to 10.
What are we trying to do?
I'm not sure yet. But,
But I thought you knew. I was getting excited.
Regardless, they've given us the block of time the airwaves to try and entertain people.
Okay.
And 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025, because I would like some other opinions on this, not just mine, because maybe maybe I'm a little off on this one. So you're here during the day, Mo.
Yes, I am.
A lot of people. Were there a lot of people, you know, roaming around the building, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of action?
Absolutely.
I mean, I used to work during that time of day here, so I remember what it was like to, you know, the hustle and bustle of a radio station, a full cluster of sales and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So then you're here.
Uh-huh.
Doing the show, which I didn't have a chance to listen, unfortunately, but I'm sure went well.
Went swimmingly, my friend. Thank you.
JR and Monica always do a good job.
Absolutely.
So I can imagine that was great.
Sure.
Anything happen on the way out when you're leaving? Anything you recall or anything you thought maybe didn't go quite?
Not that I can tell.
Anything that would not really be considered a acceptable representation of this radio program is you being here during the day, somewhat of an ambassador of sorts.
If you're talking about
just anything come to mind?
I don't, not really. Okay. Not to my mind, at least.
Because I was at my other day job, working, preparing this show right here, that we're doing tonight.
Right.
Getting things ready. And then I go to social media.
It's a bad place. Social media is a very bad place.
Yes. Some of the things you'll find and discover on social media, very, very disheartening.
Oh, absolutely.
Very disturbing.
Absolutely.
I mean, just a cesspool of vile content you'll find on social media.
Gio, I've been told sometimes what has been seen cannot be unseen. That's what we learned from Predator 2.
Unfortunately, sometimes.
You could not have hit the nail on the head any better. Because then I find a picture that's floating around the interwebs. Jeez. On the social media.
Really?
And this is the picture.
Can we describe it to the listeners?
I'm just looking
focused in on it?
No, that's not. That's the picture. That's the picture. It's not focused in. Now, Mo, who's this in this picture?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. There's no face. Why don't you tell me?
Let me zoom out to the next picture. What about this one? Who's this guy?
That looks a little bit like me. I mean, I can't be definitive about it if that's what you're asking.
I see our very own soul brother Kevin in this picture talking to a person which looks to be you. I don't know if there's any other black men with dreadlocks in the building.
Unfortunately.
During the day.
I could use one.
Now, Jerrica, do you notice anything wrong with this picture? Anything that sticks out? This picture that's floating around social media as a representation of this time slot and the people that are in this room right now?
Yes.
That's just wrong.
What do you notice, Jerrica?
I notice that somebody doesn't know how to properly use a belt. That's what I notice.
It looks like the belt's going through the loops to me. Is there anything else about a belt that I need to know?
Yeah, it's supposed to be tight, and the whole point of a belt is to kind of just do a lift.
Apparently, it has been brought to my attention through multiple sources, online and offline, that Mo was walking through the building with his bare ass hanging out of the back of his jeans. So much in the fact that multiple pictures from multiple angles from multiple people were able to capture this moment.
Well, who's the trash ass in that situation?
You.
Oh, really?
Dude.
Is it me or is it people pulling out what?
You're walking around the building in the prime time day, literally with your ass hanging out.
You don't feel the breeze?
Oh. Hey, well, listen. First off, I didn't do
that. Yes, good question, Jerrica. How do you not know that your whole ass is hanging out of the back of your pants in prime time day at Cox Media Group Tampa?
All right, let's examine the picture. All right, let's do a little forensics, if you will.
And if you want to go see the picture, go on Twitter.
Yeah.
Seth Cush from Drew Garabo Live happened to be one of the many people that captured the photo and tweeted it out via social media.
Oh, he was in collusion with Soul Brother Kevin, no doubt. Soul Brother Kevin acted as a distraction, and then Seth Cush took this compromised photo.
I also heard that Kevin noticed that you were standing there with your entire ass hanging out of your jeans in prime time with important people, man, decision makers surrounding the building everywhere. You got department heads, you got general managers, you got general sales managers, promotion managers, and then you got Mo from the BDRS standing there with his bare ass hanging out of the back of his jeans, no regard to what that is.
What you don't see, first off, I can't help but that I'm slimming down. Okay.
And
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Two questions. A, if anybody else saw Mo's ass today that we need to know about. And B, this dude, you have to know This is a horrible look. This is a bad look and a bad representation for this radio show.
First off, I can't help it that I'm slimming down and the jeans aren't fitting like they used to. And if you examine the picture, I've got a backpack slung over one shoulder. What you don't see, or you can kind of see them, is I'm holding glasses in the other, trying or attempting, if you will, to clean up the studio so that we, the BDRS, do not get blamed for any ill acts that might occur here.
So, all I see is a picture of you and your bare ass in the hallway at Cox Media Group Tampa in the middle of the day.
By the way, somebody, who was it that asked me? Maybe it was Sober the Camera. I am, by the way, wearing underwear in that photo.
Are you?
I don't know that to be true.
Did you take a shower?
Yes, I shower every day.
Bare ass.
Well, not every day.
In the building, dude.
Gross. Not every day.
Listen. What the hell are you trying to do to us? We're trying to get ahead here. We're trying to get some traction. I'm trying to do some things, man, and you are holding it back.
I will tell you what I was trying to do. I was trying to get the hell out of this studio because I had to be back in 3 hours.
I'm trying to make something happen here. I'm busting my ass.
I'm busting mine, too.
Try and entertain people, and I get in good with management, and you are literally letting your ass show. In the building.
I would say this. It's not a bad looking ass. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you out of your mind?
No. Daryl, what say you, sir?
Happy Friday. I love all you. And I got to say, if you want someone to kiss your butt, you must present it properly. So I support you 100%.
That's right. That's right. Kiss my ass, Cox. Kiss my ass. Thank you.
Media group.
No, I'm not saying that. Oh, yeah, that media group. All right, let's go to the phones again.
Dude, but you have to know. This is a bad look.
Well, first off.
When I realized what had happened, when multiple people sent me the picture from several different angles, I just shook my head in shame, and I couldn't believe it.
Everything, maybe I'm losing the sense in my body, because my ring slides off and I don't realize it, and my pants slide down and
dude,
I have no idea.
That's what I want to know. How do you not realize that your entire bare ass is hanging out of the back of your jeans? How is that possible?
That is the question, Gio. That is the question.
How is that possible?
That has perplexed man throughout mankind. Jared, what do you say?
Mo, I'm behind you 100%, bro. Blackout with your crack out, dog.
There you
it's
go.
All good.
Woo-hoo! All right. Gio, it seems like so far, as you like to call it, the screets are talking, and they're saying, let your freak flag show.
You know what the streets are saying?
What are they saying?
Shame. Shame. Shame.
What is that from?
That's you. This was recorded today in the hallways. You were walking through Cox Media Group Tampa. What are you going to hear?
First of all, he took the wrong call because I have Cheryl on 4.
You still let Angelo through.
Don't come at me.
Yeah, you still let Angelo through.
No, I didn't.
Cheryl. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, but I was listening yesterday, and Monica complained that you bent over and your ass was showing.
Oh my God.
You complained that you said it was because you were wearing low-riding jeans, and you did it again today?
Well, these weren't low-riders, but they kind of...
Cheryl.
You?
Okay, Cheryl, in the studio is bad enough. It's bad enough that he's showing his bare ass to Monica and JR.
Yeah, but it's two days in a row.
Now the next day, it's no longer confined to the studio. Now he's out in Gen Pop with all the important people.
Why isn't he wearing a shirt to cover up?
I don't know. This is what I'm trying to find out.
Cheryl, let me ask you a question. Is not the question we should be asking the people, isn't not, why is everybody staring at my ass? You know what I'm saying?
That's just rude.
Come on,
go be a plumber then, if that's what you want to do.
All right. All right, Cheryl, I'll pull him up. I apologize. All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
Shame.
Are you trying to feel
Shame.
New again?
Shame.
Like wear the baggy jeans? Are you trying to keep that swag going?
There's nothing baggy. If you look at the jeans, they're not baggy. Would you stop with your shame? There's nothing baggy about the jeans. Greg, you're on the BDRS. Go right ahead.
It's funny enough you mentioned that people are shaking at your ass when it's obviously presented. When I'm waiting in car line to pick up my children, It makes you a sex offender when I'm looking at my phone and the backdrop to my phone is your ass walking past my window with a, you know, a black gentleman with a backpack on his shoulder and his rear end hanging out. I mean, you know, you're not a sex offender, my friend. I'm sorry.
I agree.
That's why you make the movie, the Pythagorean polygamous.
The purgatories, Greg. You know, the
probationary pedophile.
All right. Thank you, Greg. I'm sorry if I. Would you stop it?
Shame. Shame.
I have no shame.
Shame.
I have no shame. Shouldn't be looking. If you don't want to see my ass, you shouldn't be looking at it. Look away. Look away.
Listen, all kidding aside, I feel that I'm pretty easy to work with. I don't feel that I ask for much. I come prepared every day. I got a full a whole list of ideas. And
you do your
stuff
job well, my
friend.
You do your job very well.
I don't ask for much help. But I got to ask you. Quit walking around the building with your ass hanging out. Is that such a tough request?
Hey, listen. The ladies want a little thrill. I'm more than inclined to give them one. And as Ben Swig just texted me.
It's a bad look, dude.
What's cocks without a little ass?
It's a bad look. You're holding us back.
Okay, all right.
Holding us back.
I don't want to do that.
But if I see Keith Wallace coming in the building and there's Moe's bare ass, what do you think that's going to happen next time when they say, hey, what? You know, we're looking to move some people around. What's going on?
I don't know what Lawless is into.
I say, oh, yeah, that was Moe, the guy that was standing in the hallway with his bare ass as we were walking clients down to the sales department.
Does not the 3 hours of superb radio I gave in the afternoon gratis, does not that count for anything?
Dude, there are, like, potential clients wandering around, people, important people here. They don't need to be seeing your bare ass hanging out of your jeans.
Yeah, but as Jerrica said, it's a pretty cute ass.
Whoa, never said that. I'm pretty sure.
But Kevin, you're on the BDRS. What's going on?
Shame.
I'm kind of ashamed of you today, man.
Should be.
You didn't go between shifts and get a shower?
Yes, I showered in between. I'm wearing sweatpants now. I'm not wearing the jeans in the photo.
You got your nice sweatpants on?
I won. At least they'll stay up, all right? They'll stay up. You don't have to worry about a repeat.
Dude, how do you not know your ass is hanging out?
I might have known, but I had full hands. I couldn't pull them up, man. It was a moment in time, Gio. It was a fraction of a minute. Dude. Caught because Seth Cush is a peeping Tom.
A moment of time. It was an act of terror.
Well, that too. But had it not been captured for all posterity, and no
posterior is what
no
you meant to say.
Pun intended. Nobody would have ever known about
Dude,
it.
Multiple people knew about this. Salespeople.
Yes,
promotions people.
Seth Cush.
Some guy that was delivering pizzas to the sales staff. Like, multiple people know about this.
Well, I apologize.
Now you're known as the guy with his ass hanging out at work.
I'd like to say this again for the record. If you don't want to see my ass, don't look at it.
You presented it to everybody.
Spoons! What do you
Shame
got for
buddy.
Me? Hey, what's up, Spoons?
I got an idea for your ass.
Okay.
Okay. They call it suspenders, man. If you're getting, you know, they make so many kind of pretty suspenders anymore.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold those britches up, bro.
All right, Spoons. I got you. Thank you.
The toughest thing here.
Is screening calls?
No. The toughest thing for me to understand is you were fully unaware that your entire bare ass was showing to the building.
I got
to
be honest, which I certainly was.
You had no idea until the picture, the evidence was presented.
Well, I knew they had said something, but I didn't know Seth was behind me taking a picture. I had been down to throw away some trash.
Oh, I can only imagine what that looked like. If this was you just standing, I can imagine the full moon that was there for bending over to throw stuff away.
What's the problem with nudity? I think we should all embrace nudity. There's too many clothes in the world.
Dude, you're killing us.
I know.
It's a bad look.
I know. Steve, what do you say? Steve?
Shame. Shame. Shame.
That wasn't Steve. He was not there, but we can go to break.
That's some audio from today that I was able to capture as well.
There you go.
It's not just. It wasn't just Seth. I got multiple texts. Then I went to social media. It was a trend in Tampa. Hashtag Moe's ass was trending in Tampa.
I had no idea I had such a popular ass, or I was such a popular ass.
It's the other way around.
It's like the opposite of Kim Kardashian.
It's unpopular.
Look at what it did for Kim Kardashian. Took her straight to the top.
We have to work together on a nightly basis. Can I just ask one thing?
Fine, one thing.
When you're here during the day,
yes.
Could you not show your ass?
All right, fine.
That's so much to ask.
Now, there you go.
Don't show your ass.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.